inside college football. This is the College Football Connection Podcast with Marty Jenkins and Alvin Reed on 101 ESPN.
Welcome in, college football fans. Marty Jenkins here alongside my man Alvin Reed. Bradford Bruns is not in the building tonight. He's got some other work he's got going on, but we're going to get his picks. And we bounced back nicely last week. My man Alvin went 9-6. He's now 26-17 overall. Cha-ching, I'm 9-3 last week, 26-14 overall. Bradford with a nice bounce back last week. After a rough week three, he was 7-4 last week. He's now 19-20 overall, close to 500. He's going to build on that this weekend. We're catching fire overall, Alvin. That's 71-51.
I mean,
that's money.
That's money. I was just gonna say,
damn,
that's money, right? If you boy, them late games, late afternoon and into the night, pulled my crap out to fire. I'll admit to that. Missouri's a puzzler for me. I just can't get any feel on them.
You know what? Let's start there because it's interesting you mentioned that, because as I was doing the research on this game and driving in tonight, I'm like looking at this game and I'm just like, Vanderbilt's not that good, but they're still 2-3. They can score points. They beat a couple of nobodies, but this opened at 10.5. Wait, this opened at 10.5. Now it's at 13.5. And I'm just thinking, I don't know if I trust Mizzou to cover 13.5 on the road at Vandy. 54.5 is the over under. And we've seen this a lot this year, Alvin. Teams looking ahead to a monster matchup in the following week and crapping the bed in the game they're supposed to focus on. This one, I'm very puzzled by this one. As I mentioned, it started at 10.5. Now it's at 13.5. Mizzou is favored in Nashville. 54.5 is the over-under. I'm telling you, Vanderbilt's quarterback, he's turned the ball over a lot. 54.5. I think Mizzou's defense is going to. You know what? I'm going to take Mizzou to cover that 13.5 in this one, Alvin. And I'm also going to take the over in this one because I think we're going to see some points.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. And like I said, Mizzou's baffling to me. Mm-hmm. Now, we're talking about baffling, and it was 6 points. Missouri won by 7.
Mm-hmm.
And Memphis did enough silly stuff, and Luther Burden did enough Superman stuff,
mm-hmm.
and you still only won by 7.
Yep.
Missouri plays their first true road game.
Yeah.
You know, Vanderbilt, small, rickety-rackety stadium, but people will be there, and I'm just going to take Vandy to cover that 13.5. Marty, I'm going to stick with my initial. You know, I've run it through my head a couple times, but for some reason, and before this night is over, you'll see something has happened on my sheet that rarely does. I'm going to go with the under on this. I just think that after last week and the weeks they've played at home and you're going to Vanderbilt, and I think it'll be an all-out push to stop Luther Burden. Mm-hmm. Luther Burden might go crazy and amount
for going
54
crazy.
Points himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but this will be one more week where I doubt Missouri. And they'll just have to prove me wrong one more time. So I'm going with Vandy. I'm going to take my 13.5, but I'm also going to play the under.
Okay.
And that could be Missouri. You know, I might go 1-1 because Missouri beats them 30-17.
Yeah.
Or 30-13 or something like that. You know,
I'm not going to lie. Is that an 11 o'clock game, first off?
Yes, it is.
I'm not going to lie. That's the only game on this slate this week where I seriously had to think about it for a long time. And I may start 0-2 in that one. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Bradford, he just texted me. He's staying away from the point spread on that one. He's strictly going under 54.5. You're rolling with Vandy in the under. I'm going Mizzou covers and the over. Very intrigued to see how that one plays out. If they get the win, we got a big one in Como the following week at 11 a.m. when LSU comes into town. And you know LSU, a lot of those fans maybe haven't seen a game. They're going to bring fans.
Yeah, they will. They will. And, LSU's got to show me something this Saturday.
Yeah.
So I believe they're all that.
They may roll into there with two losses. good segue there. They're going to Oxford. They're going to the Grove. They're favored by 2.5. Okay. 67.5 is the over-under. And let me check here. This started at 62.5 all the way up to 67.5. You know what that means for me, Alvin, and it's been working thus far. Give me the under in this contest. Man, this is another tough game. I'm not messing with this game, okay?
All right.
Just give me under 67.5.
I'm also an under on the 67.5. I'm taking Mississippi in this one, and I'll tell you why. Mississippi did not play a bad football game against Alabama. I think they did just enough to lose to mm-hmm. Alabama. Mm-hmm. I think Alabama was desperate.
Oh, yeah. That was vital.
To win that football. Vital.
Yes.
For their program, for the future. The quarterback play still wasn't very good. Ole Miss at home. I think Mississippi is going to beat them outright.
When's the last time Alabama, if they would have lost that? Well, they had two losses before October.
Exactly.
Probably go back decades.
Or right before Nick Saban got there. You know, they were losing at home to somebody State at home early in the season. I think Mississippi was one play or two plays away late in the second quarter or early in the third quarter
mm-hmm.
of being in that game the entire way.
Right.
I think Alabama beat them because they were Alabama, and I think that's one thing that maybe Lane Kiffin, and I'm not blaming him, but, I mean, no team should beat you because they're supposed to beat you.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of got a feeling that, man, Alabama got out of there because they were supposed to beat Mississippi, and Mississippi just didn't respond. So.
Yeah.
I like Ole Miss chances against LSU. I think they're going to beat LSU outright.
Yeah, I could totally see that. Bradford just texted me. He just wants to stay away from the over-under in that one. He's going with LSU to cover 2.5. So these first two games, you know, we're all kind of on different pages here, mm-hmm. which gives you an idea of, you know, there's some real head-scratchers this weekend, so be careful out there, folks.
And 2.5 is, what is that, your 3 points supposedly you get for a home game?
Mm-hmm.
And so you're saying that, all right, give them that 3, so maybe that's 5 points for LSU. Is mm-hmm. LSU 5 points better than Mississippi on a neutral field? I don't know that. So I'm gonna go with Ole Miss on that one.
Now, you texted me, and I'll be the first to admit when I'm wrong, and I was dead wrong on the Jayhawks this year. You said, boys, we may have something going on in Lawrence. You texted me that.
I said, I don't know. I don't know. But we might be.
They shut some people up thus
far.
A
pretty good football team.
Myself included. So here we go, though.
Yeah.
They go to
yeah,
well, we
too.
Said here we go last year. What's the big road game they won early on in the year? Was it at Morgantown?
At West Virginia.
Yeah. So number 24 goes to number 3. Damn, they're all the way up to number 3.
And that's the thing. You know, that's the deal. We're playing the number 3 team in the nation on the road in a place where we beat them 2 years ago and, like, Texas was at rock bottom.
Damn, that was a game, man.
Yeah, you know,
like people staying up late for the Deion game. People
yeah, exactly.
were staying up and watching
and,
that
you know,
one.
That was – Texas does not want that to happen again, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Texas winning the game, easy. Texas winning by 16.5, a little more difficult. But right now, I love you, Jayhawks. I gotta go with Texas.
Yeah.
I gotta go with Texas to cover, but I'm also gonna play the under on this one too.
Okay. All right. Well,
because I think Texas' game plan will be to run the football. I know, you know, they want Ewers to throw for 9,000 yards and all that, but I think Texas' plan is gonna be to run the football. And I think they might get ahead. They might top that 16.5, but I do not think this game is going over 63.5. Now, Jalen Daniels
61.5. I don't know
5.
If that's gonna change your decision. I don't know if it's going to change your decision.
No, I'm going to stay. I'm going to go with the under on the 61.5. But like I say, Jalen Daniels in that running game, you know, if they get a break, get a turnover, turn it into points every time they have, you know, anytime they get good field position, they got to get points. Anytime they get a turnover, they got to get points.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll go with Texas and I'll go with the under.
All right. So I'm staying away with the point spread on this one. This is just too difficult to call for me. I broke down the matchups here. I mean, Texas could win this game by 40, but, you know, some crazy stuff has happened thus far in the season.
Absolutely.
And we could go and we could be sitting there late in the third, early in the fourth, and this could be a game. But, and my lock of the weeks have been good thus far, and this is my lock of the week, is over 61.5, and I think it could be damn near there. Midway through the third quarter, we're already over 61.5.
All right.
So that's my pick. I'm staying away from the actual point spread. 61.5 over that is my lock of the week. Let's see what Mr. Brun's texting me for this affair. He has Texas. Okay, he's with you. He's staying away with the point spread on this one, but he thinks this game is going under big time. So, Bradford has the under as well. Now, unfortunately, I got to talk about my guys this weekend. I mean, but let's hit the rewind first, because I told you on the phone the other day, it felt like the Reggie Bush push game. It just everything. It was damn near to a T how that game played out in 2007. And, you know, you can't have 10 men on the field in the last play of the game.
Not by your own goal line.
No.
You know, that's one thing. It's if it's at the 40-yard line, and it's a mistake, obviously, but it's a lot easier to cover that up than at your own goal line.
Dropped interceptions.
See, that was the thing, is that was the play that had to be made.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why they passed the ball. You know, that's one of those where you pass the ball on second down and the guy gets a first down. It's a great call. But then you have an incomplete pass and the clock stops. Ohio State gets to save their timeout. And if Ohio State doesn't have a timeout, there's a clock runoff when there's intentional grounding.
Yeah.
Now, you don't know that the kid gets intentional grounding if they don't have any timeouts.
Right.
You know, maybe he's more aware of the fact that we really are desperate.
Here's the bottom line. There's six or seven plays last week where if Notre Dame just made one of those.
Yes.
One. You're walking out of there with a dub.
Yeah. I agree. But that late chance to intercept that ball, that's the one that I looked at like, man, you had the ball in your hands and you had a chance to make that play. Game over. Notre Dame wins. Ohio State is still like at their, you know, 35-yard line or whatever. That game is over. That's the play you got to make.
Yeah. So now you fast forward, and people are saying they're still in good shape if they run the table, which they probably are if Ohio State runs the table.
Right. I think that's the key.
Shoot, they may lose this weekend. Number 11, Irish, and number 17, Duke. 5.5. 51.5 is the over-under. Mr. Bradford Bruns texted me. He is going, staying away from the point spread, he's going over 51.5. in this contest. And I'm going to just back up real quick and tell you the movement on this. 55.5 to 51.5. I think Sam Hartman goes off. I think this game, damn near lock, is going to be over 51.5. Maybe by the beginning of the fourth quarter, over 51.5. And I'm telling you what, it's just there's still a bad taste in my mouth from last week, and I think Duke could win this game.
I don't think Duke can win this game. I've got Notre Dame, but I'm also going to play the under.
Okay.
Once again, I think Notre Dame wins this game pretty handily. I just don't think a lot of points are going to be scored. I like this. You know, this is one of these 28-10 kind of deals or whatever.
Okay.
I think Notre Dame could stop Duke. Notre Dame stopped Ohio State enough that they should have won the game. They just let them drive that last drive of the game.
So you got the under and the Irish.
I got the under, and I got the Irish covering the 5.5. Think about it. If Ohio State doesn't score a touchdown at the end of the game, what's the score? 21-17?
It's not a lot of points.
So you can't blame Notre Dame's defense.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Because, you know, if the Irish do win that game, they still got to, you know, they got to play Clemson. They got to play USC. I mean, so you want to lose early.
All right. Okay, let's say you beat Clemson, you beat USC. Yeah. Those are two good wins. Now, I don't care that Clemson lost last week. And they're not what they used to be. Mm-hmm. But man, you beat USC, and I guess that's a home game, all right? And you beat Clemson, and you win all the rest of your games. And the only loss you have is to Ohio State, and Ohio State beats Michigan.
That's almost as good as a win.
Yeah, I mean, they can't
a three-point loss to Ohio State.
And then all of a sudden, that 10 men on the field actually works in your favor.
Yeah.
Because you're like, dang, man, y'all almost won. Y'all had 10 dudes on the field on the last play.
Right.
Do-over. In the college football playoff. I can't wait till we go to 12 teams, though, so we can just eliminate all this yak-de-yak.
I can't
but
wait.
That's another conversation.
I'm going to tell you right now, Alvin, and I got a feeling 21.5 points at home. I think it could be a game in the fourth quarter. I think the Buffaloes cover 21.5 at home. I think after what happened last week, and we got a good quote I want to get to by Dion here in a minute, but give me the Buffs at home with 21.5 points. I know that they are good, USC, But I think they can hang with them in this game, and I'm going to go under 74.5, and give me the Buffs with 21 at home.
Okay, I'm with you on that one. I'm going under the 74.5, and I'm also on Colorado in this one. Now, this is where rubber hits road, and this is where USC could have the same snotty attitude that Oregon had, although Oregon, you know, between Dan Lanning and how they played, they were whipped into a fury. And I don't know if USC brings that with them to Colorado. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. So I'm yes. I think Colorado covers the 21-5. I think it is under 74-5. I'm not saying Colorado is going to have the ball and have a chance to win at the end of the football game, but I don't think USC covers 21-5.
Bradford is with us. He's not doing the point spread, but he is under 73.5 as well. Two more. Let's go to two nights from now, Friday night.
On that one, let's just for a sec. Officially, are we 74-5 on USC Colorado or 73-5?
I got 73-5.
Okay,
that's
all right.
Okay.
All right.
Using scores and odds.
That's fine.
Hey, no. Deion said it, and he's right. You better get us now. Right.
All right. Yes, yes. Okay. So,
because eventually it's going to be nothing but five stars on his team.
Well, magically, we say that. Who knows? Who knows? Because you got your son there, okay, and you got this Travis Hunter kid, and you got that, and they're like, ooh, I want to go be a part of that. I want to go be part of that. Right now, there's two shining stars and Deion. As soon as you get five or six shining stars, all of a sudden, I ain't a star. Ain't nobody looking at me. You know, so maybe I'll go someplace else. These other coaches are going to say, like, hey, look, yeah, go on out there, all right? And soon as crap hits fan, Deion is up out of there. If I was recruiting against him, I'd say, how long is Deion Sanders going to be here?
Ooh,
till
okay.
Florida State calls?
So you think this road could end a little differently than most people are thinking?
I absolutely do.
Okay. Because I'm envisioning he's there forever, and he's bringing in five stars. He's got three natties on his belt.
This is a flash. This is a flash.
Ooh, okay.
Do you think Deion Sanders will be coach of the Colorado Buffaloes 3 years from now?
Yes.
I don't.
Building a powerhouse with two titles.
No, I don't.
Well, I can't wait to see how that plays out.
Wait. Well, as soon as they fire old boy down at Texas A&M.
No, he ain't going to College Station. He's in Boulder. He's at the most beautiful city in the country.
True. I agree with that.
Getting paid. He's going to get a couple natties in the next 3 or 4 years. That's just my prediction. Now, it could all go south.
Dallas Cowboys? He says no.
One day.
But
not 3 years, I don't think.
3 years?
One day. I never thought about that with the Cowboys. That's a good point.
Florida State?
That'd be big, too. But I don't know about in 3 years, because Florida State's on the up and up right now.
I know. See, that was right.
He's doing good out there.
He thought he should be Florida State's coach, and our boy down there said, like, no, I'm getting this thing together.
Yeah, Norvell, he's got it rolling down there. That was an impressive win last week. Friday night, number 10, Utah, at 19, Beavers. Beavers just lost to Wazoo, who looks pretty damn good thus far.
Looks very good, yeah.
That's in Corvallis. Utah opened up as 1.5-point favorites. Now they're getting 3.5. 44.5 is the over-under. Let me check something here real quick, Alvin. Who you liking that real quick, Alvin?
I like Oregon State.
Okay.
I like Oregon State. Man, come on, man. 3.5? Please. Yeah. I like Oregon State.
I'm with you. I like the Beavers.
Go ahead and give Utah that little 3.5 points.
I mean, the over, too.
I like the over also.
Okay.
I like the over also. Of all my picks, that's the only game I like the over in.
Let me check Bradford real quick. And then I want to get on to what we got brewing in Seattle, because something's going on down there this year. All right, Bradford has Utah. Okay, Bradford did two picks in this one. Utah plus 3.5 and over 44.5. So we're all on the over in that contest. Now, finally, let's get to what's going on in Seattle, because they're flying under the radar, man. Michael Penix Jr.,
yeah.
Heisman candidate, transferred from Indiana.
And the numbers say he is the Heisman. If you look at the numbers, after these four games, he should be the leading candidate for the Heisman Trophy. Now, he's got to, you know, it'll help him when he starts playing more difficult teams. But if you're looking at his completion percentage, yardage,
yeah,
this dude is like,
he's staying healthy finally. He's lighting it up out there.
He's the man. man.
So it opened at 21.5. It's down to 17.5. You know what that means for me. I'm taking them to cover 17.5. Over under 69.5 to 67.5. I'm staying away from that. Just give me UW to cover 17.5 in this one.
Okay, and it was 67.5, you said?
Yes.
All right. I'm not gonna do an over under. This is the only one I'm not gonna do an over under on.
Okay.
But I am gonna take Washington to cover.
Okay. Me too. So you and I are with that as well.
Because I mean, Arizona, a tough place to play. I mean,
used to be.
It used to be. Right, right now, it ain't. Right.
So what did Bradford do here? Okay, so he's with us as well. They covered that 17.5, and we're going over 68.5. And I wanted to look at something real quick because when I looked a few days ago, I think next week Washington's got a real big test. I need to double check that real quick. Let me get to the Pac-12. Here I am in my little book, and let's see. Next weekend, Washington, California, Arizona. Yep. They got a bye next week. But you know who comes to town October 14th, Alvin?
USC?
The Ducks.
Oh, okay. So they got an early showdown.
When's the last time there's been a game that big in Seattle? Ducks come to town October 14th.
All right. I'm going to change one thing here.
Yes, sir.
You ever heard that? That's saying I'm not suspicious, but
mm-hmm.
All right, I'm not, or superstitious. I'm not superstitious, but if I don't pick a over under on Arizona, that would mean I would have 13 picks.
We don't want to,
and
look,
I don't want
to
be
13.
On 13. So I'm gonna go with my initial inclination and go with the under on the
UW game.
Yeah, under. And is it 68.5 or 67.5? Had it moved?
68.5.
I'm gonna go under on the 68.5.
All right, cool. Yeah, your Cowboys.
That was disgraceful.
They need to get somebody like we talked about last week in order to fill that slot in the defensive. I mean,
I feel like that too, because it looked like they were all just like still heartbroken.
Yeah,
that Diggs was hurt.
You got to move on from that, man.
Right? It's just like, wait a minute, this is pro football, right? And it ain't like Bland had they were lighting him up.
Uh-huh.
Like you said, like, man, okay. So yeah, they're going to complete some passes that maybe they wouldn't have completed before. But the whole defense is just sleepwalking. Like I said, Mike McCarthy, he ain't the man. He ain't the man.
Who they got this week?
We are home to the New England Patriots.
Should win that one.
And Dak Prescott. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's my fantasy quarterback.
Woo.
I got by again this week, but I had two quarterbacks. Guess who my other one was?
Who?
Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, by the way, to transition over to baseball real quick, did you see how the Cubs lost last night?
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. 6-0. I thought about you, Marty.
Did you see the drop fly ball?
Yeah, drop fly ball. wait, held his hand up. I got it.
Yeah.
Like, dude.
You did not have it.
You did not have it. I know.
And that could be the game that keeps them out of the playoffs.
I know. Two run score, too.
Last I looked, though, they're winning tonight in Atlanta, and the team they're battling with for the third spot already lost the first leg of a doubleheader today. Miami lost to the Mets.
I know Miami lost. The Reds lost, too.
Yeah.
Not that the Reds were going to catch up, but they lost also. So
I have a question. I don't know how this works. Okay, so first place is going to be the Phillies.
Yes.
And they're going to play the second place wild card team with home field advantage, which will be Arizona.
Right now it is Arizona.
Yes. The Cubs, let's say they finish third, they will play in the first round wild card, Milwaukee.
At Milwaukee.
But is that at Milwaukee one game or best of three?
Best of three are all there.
Okay.
See, the Cardinals lost both games.
Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Okay.
But all three were here.
Oh, okay. So all three would have been
here.
All three
are here.
Damn.
Yes.
Okay,
so
we're
going to be here. So all three would be in Milwaukee.
That makes sense. Hey, and man, you know, I like my chances. You get in. I mean,
if you get in, you can win. If
baseball.
You get in, no, baseball, if you get in, you win the World Series.
Yeah.
I mean, Philadelphia came, what, within one game of winning the World Series last year? You know, they took care of the Cardinals.
Yeah.
And then the Padres took care of the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you're looking at Philadelphia versus Houston in the World Series.
Yeah.
Houston had the best team, but what was Philadelphia doing in the World Series?
I know.
And
right?
Winning games in the World Series.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you get in, you got a chance. Plus, man, the people up there in Milwaukee, man, the Cubs will be on that secondary market. That place will be like Wrigley Field.
We'll have more fans.
That's what I was.
Let me get that Twitter handle.
I got to write it down, dude.
Capital A, R-E-I-D, Jayhawks.
That's it.
Game of Bruns. Marty 101 ESPN. Follow us, folks. We're hot. We're like 25 games over 500 right now.
Scary.
That's how we were last year, too. It kind of faded off, but we still were up money at the end of the year.
But money at the end of the year, but it's money now. I'm taking my 27-16. I'll leave you with this. I made a little dough, but it was a prop bet NFL. One jumped off the page. I heard a guy speaking on either Fantasy Network or NFL. He was talking parlays, and one of his three bets was Brian Robinson, Washington Commanders running back, over 56.5. It had moved down to 55.5 by the time
he probably smashed that.
70 yards.
Yeah.
And he had 70 yards basically headed into the fourth quarter, and the Commanders were getting killed. So they passed on every play, but he already had his 70 yards. Yep. So, yeah, cha-ching.
We'll do a prop bet next week, too.
All right. Yeah, we're going to let's throw one in there. And like you say, this is whatever you say will be held against you. This won't be held against us, okay? Whatever our prop bet is, our crazy bet, if we start doing that, it won't be held against us or you if you're crazy enough to follow us out there in podcast land.
10-4. Thanks for listening, everybody. Alvin, have a good one, man.
You too. Thanks, man.
You've been listening to the College Football Connection podcast with Marty Jenkins and Alvin Reed on 101 ESPN Sports Talk for St. Louis.